It's your baby boy Doom with my baby boy Brandon.
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy now.
Big boy applesauce.
Did you ever have a, what's it called? I'm a big kid now? No.
Toys R Us?
Little Buddy.
What's a little buddy?
A little buddy doll.
What's that?
It's a little buddy.
What? You just said it twice. I don't know what it means.
It was
this
doll.
Bro, it's a little buddy.
It was this doll in like the 90s where it was just like a human little doll and it's called My Buddy, My Buddy, My Buddy, My Buddy and Me. Kid sister.
I played Grand Theft Auto and killed civilians.
Welcome back to I'm Sorry Dad podcast. We got a good one today, but guess what? We say that every time.
Yeah. But you know why? It's because there always is a good one. It's always a good one.
And if you're watching on YouTube right now, our producer Ralph is on the couch with us. Ralph, say what's up. Oh, Brandon. Brandon just flicked her off. While making fart noises. Hey, guys. Hey, fans. Just a reminder, we are on YouTube now. YouTube.com/I'm Sorry Dad. Also, I got a show December 6th at the Hollywood Improv with Drew Lynch, my buddy Vinny, Jay Walker from Instagram and Vine fame.
Nice.
And I think Jimmy Kennedy, but he hasn't fully confirmed yet. I'll be hearing the next day. So Come see me live in Hollywood December 6th. Just check my Twitter. I got a pinned tweet. $10 tickets. Very cheap. Brandon, anything you want to shout out?
I saw this movie called Cries and Whispers. It's a French film about a dying sister who's dying of cancer, and the two sisters are watching her die. It's very, very good. Maybe I can shout that out.
Yeah, movie pick of the week. Where can they find it?
They can find it on iTunes.
All right. What's it called? Dead Sister?
It's called Cries and Whispers.
Dead Sister. Dead Sister. My sister's fucking dead, dude. Okay. On this episode, we have none other than the talented, the handsome, the beautiful, and that's all we care about is his physicality.
Yeah.
Jay Cyrus. You know him from Vine, Snapchat, and he's just a good dude. So if you ever met him, you know him from that. He's just a good guy. And on this episode, what do we talk about, Brandy?
We talk about... Well, you know what? You're about to fucking listen, but we're about to talk about our worst jobs that we did, and we also talk about the South, and Rye takes his dick out at one point.
Yeah, so make sure you follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/I'm Sorry Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like and subscribe my dick.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
All right, enjoy this episode with Jay Cyrus! Dude. We are recording right now, and we're just going to chill.
We're just going to hang out.
Is this just like a chill sesh?
Yeah.
Is that Jay Cyrus out
here? Yeah, dude, I'm here. I heard you guys talking through the window. I thought to myself, can I get in on this?
For sure, dude. Welcome to the chit-chat sesh.
This is cool.
We're just chilling, dude.
Yeah.
I like this vibe a lot.
The bright spotlight in
these
our eyes.
These lamps scream IKEA, but I guarantee you they're not from IKEA.
Yeah, Target.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. That's great. I like that, too.
There's a cat over there.
That lamp is from IKEA, which no one can see.
Of course. Yeah, well, that's obvious. It's been a minute since I've been in a North Hollywood apartment with a camera on me, so.
Well, take your dick out. You know the drill?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm on this chair. It would be much more of a casting couch feeling if I was kind of laid across all of you.
All right.
We can make that happen.
We'll do it after the podcast.
After is what sounds better, you know. We don't want to make this an ASMR video, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can do that for sure.
Yeah.
Brandon, your bass is very high.
My bass is high?
Let me see levels here.
I'm
really?
All about that bass.
Oh, there
baby.
We go. Is speak that... again?
Oh,
that's way better.
Because we do this very charming thing where we adjust the volume levels mid-podcast. People love it.
You know what? I think that's like kind of the rawness to your podcast that I crave in other podcasts.
Thank you so much. Cody Ko has insanely chill, but he ain't got nothing on this, though.
I know, because his is very structured and beautifully done. This
is a shit show.
It's not. But that's what I like about it.
What's your favorite episode of ours? What was it about?
I think the one with Jason.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Which one? There was two of them.
The first one. The second one I didn't care for.
You didn't care for that one? I love that one.
I just thought the topics on the second one were a little bland. Maybe I heard the second one first.
Might have.
Oh, you actually listen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was kidding about asking you what your favorite episode was.
Oh, you think I'm just some kind of prick that just doesn't fuck with my friend's shit? Huh?
Most
friends. Look, I don't watch every goddamn vlog, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But I still fuck with people's shit.
I like that.
That's nice.
I don't watch vlogs at all. But I'm starting my own. So check that out, everybody.
Are you really?
No, I don't know. I just recorded my...
Every time I hang out with you, you're like, dude, I'm going to start vlogging.
That was a year ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, we haven't hung out for a year. That's fucked.
I didn't like it. Oh, yeah, you're right. The collab Christmas party.
No, because I hosted a few stand-up things.
Oh, that's right.
Then you realized I was a terrible host, and you were like, oh, no. This fucking guy. He said female comedian. Oh.
No. What happened?
Oh, no. Did you really?
I did.
For who?
Miel. Of
that's
all
the
comedians.
Worst person to do that
of
to.
All comedians. I know, and it's yeah. just it wasn't a conscious thing. It's just because I'm a miseducated idiot. I was just like, oh, okay, she's a female, she's a comedian. I was just stupid.
It's fine.
It's just a dumb, idiot, ignorant mistake that I made.
We get it. You're a misogynist. It's fine.
I know, I'm a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I
should have just said, here comes your favorite ha ha with the tatas. Yeah. That was
she
her joke.
She has a vagina. And she's still funny.
Hey. Unlike any other comedian here, she's got nothing between her legs. Let's give it up for Mia. You know, like, yeah. I'm just, you know, it was just stupid.
That cost you your whole career, that line.
Yeah, I know. That's really what did me in.
Did you in?
So, and you know what? I don't think it was very conscious at all. I think it was just like she's one of my favorite female comedians. Like, I just said that because I was like, oh, this is what makes her different than everybody else to mm-hmm. me. But really, I should have just been like, our next comedian. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just stupid. I have never hosted anything.
That is not why I haven't asked you back.
I know. Well, that's just stupid.
I'll tell you the reason. It's because we were co-hosting.
Wait, so just to clarify, you guys have a stand-up comedy show. To contextualize this, you guys have a stand-up comedy show that you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you used to host it together. And you used to have influencers perform.
Well, it was Rise, what was it? The fucking High Society.
Hey, it's just still once a month.
Yeah, it's a stand-up show that Rye hosts.
And he was just, like, kind of tired of hosting and being a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
So he reached out to me, and probably it was, like, last-ditch effort. I think, I'm guessing PewDiePie said no.
Yeah.
So.
Selena Gomez said no, too.
So he was like, all right, well, Jay Cyrus, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I loved doing it, but I can understand. It's just.
If you can do 10 minutes of stand-up, that'd be dope. But us co-hosting? It ruined my set because people already saw me.
Yeah, not true.
And so I just wanted to, I stopped asking you to benefit my own set.
I feel you.
Just to benefit myself.
I knew there was no malicious intent.
Okay,
I still love you.
I love you too. Oh my God.
Brandon, can you leave?
Yeah. Yeah. I was leaving anyways because I was just uncomfortable because you were holding hands. And not that, like a gay
that
thing.
That makes you uncomfortable.
No, not a gay thing.
Where's Miel?
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you two. It has, if I two gay guys, totally go for it. But it's just you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's cause,
right.
Because we're your friends.
Oh, so you're kind of like an ugly.
Ugliest. Yeah, I'm an ugliest. You're both fat and ugly, and I'm leaving.
Yeah, so you see two fat and ugly guys, and you're like,
I'm already leaving,
this.
Jay. I'm leaving.
But come back.
No.
Come back.
I'm done with this.
I'll tug you after I tug him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stay.
And he's back.
All right.
All right.
So, Jay, you were just telling us before we started recording
that
there's a certain word you love saying. No, but you were saying that.
All right. We're in those waters.
Oh.
No. You were saying you were sleeping with a girl.
Oh, we're doing this.
And then you recently found out what?
So I met this girl at a music festival.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Coachella.
Oh, of course.
We've done Coachella together.
Yeah, dude. My last well-paid brand deal.
Yeah, I think that might have been my last one, too. Other than, no, one rich guy was like, hey, I'll pay you to get off the internet for a month. And I was like, all right, fuck it, dude. 20 G's is 20 G's.
Dude, I'll pay you to stop.
Just fucking quit.
Stop what? Just everything.
My daughter's obsessed with you, and we just found out she's stupid. So I met her at Coachella, and, she was kind of like, vibing with me, and of course, I was probably mollied out of my mind. You know what I mean? And she might have even revealed some things to me that night that I don't remember, but we kept in touch. And she was basically, she lives like an hour and a half away, so she was basically just like, hey, like, it's not really in the cards for us to hang out, but I'm just going to be open with you, like, we should fuck.
Nice.
And just fuck.
Was that the first time you met?
Was that the first time I fucked? Yes.
No, like the first, so it's the first day you met is when you fucked?
No. We vibed out at the
Yeah, you okay. Yeah.
And she was just like, hey, I just want to kind of come down there and get some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, very perplexed because I was like, that's not the type of guy that I am. You know,
what do you take me for?
I was basically just like, look, you know, yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Yeah.
Of course. So, you know, I'm thinking there's going to be a little bit of, you know, kind of, you know, back and forth before we get down to the deed. But she comes in and immediately is just like, all right, let's go. And you know, I'm
wait,
just doing
time,
all I can.
Time out. She shows up at your apartment and she's like, "All right, let's have sex."
Yeah, no, she shows up and starts kissing me immediately when I open the door.
Oh wow!
And then, it's just like it was from there. It was like a battle of like her taking off my clothes and me just trying to subconsciously trick her into not taking my shirt off because I didn't want her to run away. but you know, we got down to business, and it was kind of like a thing that we would kind of do. Whenever the time was convenient for her, which was always convenient for me because, as we know, I do nothing. So, you know, she would just call me maybe 2 days in advance or Snapchat me 2 days in advance and be like, hey, feeling horny. Wow. You know, like that kind of thing.
Feeling horny.
But yeah, so it happened for like 6 months sporadically, you know, maybe like a little more than a handful of times. And it was great. It was good. Mm-hmm. It's always good. You know, sex is healthy. You guys know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't find that out until I stopped having it for a long time and got fat as shit. But sex is, like, so healthy.
Well, yeah, it's, like, the reason instinctually why you're here.
True.
I mean, that's an instinction, not a spiritual anything, whatever. But right. Instinctually, that's why you're here. Exactly. That's the only reason.
How long had you gone without having sex?
How long have I gone?
Like you said, I didn't realize it was healthy until I didn't do it for a while.
Probably about, like, 8 months.
Woo!
Yeah.
How come? Just wasn't trying?
You know, yeah. I mean, I didn't have the drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, I hate to be another guy on the internet talking about depression. But, you know, like, when you get to that fucking area where you're just like, nothing, it makes me happy, so fuck trying to get anything.
Right. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't care. If it comes, fucking great.
Yeah.
But not, you know. Right. And, you know, as you know, in L.A., it doesn't just fucking come unless, you know, you're... It's beautiful like Cody Coe or somebody, you know?
Or like me.
Or Rye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I've gained 7 pounds over a heartache, and I haven't had sex in over 2 months, but things are going pretty well in my personal
life. Yeah, I was going to say you had to have gained 7 because I made a kind of a pact where every pound you would gain, I would gain 3.
Oh, all right.
So,
so you've gained 21.
We're right on par.
All right. That's
cool. That was nice of you, Jay.
I do it for him.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the story. My friend, after a while, was like, yo, man, let me see a picture of this chick that you keep, you know, kind of going on about. And I wasn't going on about her. I just said, yeah, like, I was just like, dude, got like a really good session in the other night.
Yeah, right, dude. Your friend said, show me this girl you're in love with.
Show me your lover.
Something like that. But anyway, so I've never thought before this to even research her social media at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't, you know, have any interest in that because I don't want things to get too deep. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to go look her up. So I look her up, and it's like fucking her Instagram just screams, I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Fucking there's a dude on every other post and like cute ass captions like, what would I do without you? Thank you for sticking
by
me.
What would I do without you, fucking other guy?
Yeah, I'd fuck him. And, you know, I just felt so dirty.
Yeah.
I was like, how many dudes is she, like, Tuesday in it with, you know? And, you know, come to find out it was just me. So she says.
All right.
Hmm.
But next time I talked to her, you know, I was thinking boyfriend. The whole time I saw the Instagram, I was like, oh, boyfriend.
Right, right.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
But so I talked to her, and I was like, yo, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I don't want to step on anybody's toes, and I also don't want to be some kind of home-wrecking fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you saw that? And I was like, fuck, yeah.
It's public.
Yeah, it's fucking the book. Make your page private. Man.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, yeah, that's my husband. And I was like, what? You're fucking married?
Damn it, dude. I say damn it for the sake of humanity. Stop cheating, everybody.
Yeah, like, just don't do it.
I get it, though. No, listen, I'm always playing devil's advocate for everything. Cheating... Relationships tend to fall apart mid-relationship. Everyone knows that. But the thing is that it takes a lot of courage to be like, we can't do this anymore because you're afraid you're going to hurt the other person's feelings. And usually it's the other way around, too. And so you're just like, well, fuck.
I don't want to like hurt their feelings and be an asshole, so I'm just going to do this behind their back because then no one's really getting hurt. It doesn't make sense to me.
I understand what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to me because I couldn't live with that morally, but I totally get it. Like, you just... It's not like I'm going to be an asshole. It's more just like, well...
Yeah, I think it's just the human kind of... some people are different. Some people are just like... I love what I have.
Yeah.
But what does this taste like?
Yeah.
It's like, and I don't want to tell what I have that I tasted this because it's just better that they don't know.
Yeah.
I get that aspect. I couldn't do it because I'm not that type of person.
Yeah. It's like when you get a dog and you only have one dog and then you go out and you hang out with other dogs and the dog can smell it. You kind of get the sense that you betrayed that dog in a little way, you know? That's your best friend. And it's kind of the same. That's the way I see it with like, relationships is like people are just animals, so everyone just wants to fuck everybody all the time. Yep. And so it's hard, like the whole relationship thing is it's kind of a hard idea to grasp if you really think about it, because you do want to fuck everything.
It's pretty
have you fucked a dog? Or
that's what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
This was all circling around to get to me fucking a dog.
And you want us to be okay with it? We're not.
Oh, well, shit. All right. Well, opening my heart to you guys and hoping for acceptance, but I can see I'm a monster.
I love you. I don't care what you fuck. Okay? That's going to be on my tombstone. Jay Cyrus. He loved you. Didn't matter what you fuck.
Just not me right now.
Just not me.
Not me right now in this grave. No, it's like that's the way I see it is like I've never been in a relationship, and I've only seen them go bad.
You never had a girlfriend?
Never. So I've
God, that makes your Twitter so much more entertaining.
Why?
Because I thought you were just a parody of a guy who never had a girlfriend, but you really are a guy who's never had a girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I've like slept with women before. I'm not like a virgin, if that's what you mean.
Oh no no no.
Oh, you
no,
mean
no,
just
no.
Like oh, there's is there like a certain
because
thing that
like,
happens
I,
when
I
you
see
have
how much
a girlfriend?
I want you to understand that I love you.
That's a great way to start a sentence. It's fine. Go ahead.
You're going to hate this. No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Just kidding. You're not going to hate this. Your kind of like disdain and...
teen angst?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like very... It's
Tumblr-y? Is that
no,
what you think
no,
of
No, it's
this?
Not Tumblr-y. Yeah. Tumblr-y. It's hilarious in mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of times where I don't know what's really...
Who I am?
What's really... Hey, this is me. I'm the guy who hates the internet and everything that involves it. Fucking on.
No, I'm not that guy. I don't consider myself what I put online to be me at all in any way. I'm not like that in real life.
Well, I know that because I've hung out with you.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care if people think that online. It's fine if they think that. It makes it better because when I'm out and about and people want to approach me, they don't.
Right.
And so I can just live. That's what I'm saying. That's genuinely what it's like. Is like.
So I'm not like that, but I'm like that.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that it builds up this like. I'm not saying I don't like talking to people, but what I will say is that it. You know, like.
Well,
it to me, I like to just live my life, and so if I do that, and that's my persona, then people are like less inclined to approach me and be like, "Oh, I know you so well," because they feel like they don't, they really don't.
They don't.
So, and I
don't know any of us
much,
really.
Yeah, I know. And so I much prefer to play like sort of a character, and the stuff about like. That I tweet about like depression and everything like that. Like I've felt that stuff before, but it's exaggerated heavily, you know?
Yeah, no, and I feel you. I mean, I know, you know, kind of because Ryan and I both have a similar humor.
Yeah.
With that kind of stuff. And I think we share many common comedic inspirations like Jim Carrey and Robin Williams and you know, a lot of the greats. And,
yeah.
And they all have a really dark place.
Totally.
That the light comes from, you know? And so I know how to differentiate. Oh, that's a solid depression tweet, and that's for the likes.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. So what I was getting at as far as the girlfriend thing is, though, it's like you see these tweets, and you're like, man, if this guy ever had a girlfriend, she'd have her hands full. You
sure.
Know? Like,
yeah.
So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been around girls before, and I'm really not like that.
Right.
Around girls, I'm not like that. Yeah. Like,
it would be funny if your Twitter personality was you around girls. Girls would be like, hey, babe, want to go get some coffee? You'd be like, why?
There's no God.
Our country is addicted to the substance.
Yeah. You know, like,
why? There's no God. Yeah.
I will say, I like when I'm on dates to just fuck around. Like, I'll be like, hey, like, what do you think about, like, I like talking about, like, quote unquote, big things. But it's not like, I'm not like, so like, what do you like think about, like artsy about it? I'm just like, like to talk about that shit sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's more interesting to me than other shit to talk about. Like, right. Getting to know somebody. The best way to get to know somebody is to talk big like that, because then you're like, okay, they're cool, and right. I can talk to them, and they're open, and they're not judgmental, and they're not distant.
You're right. More, you know, intellectual fellow than most. And Fernando's girlfriend, Jessie, the other night, she was saying, like, Brandon's so intellectual. And I was like, easy now. Easy, bitch. Chill. He's pretty stupid, actually.
Yeah, no. I don't know why that's this is what I've...
It's because you don't smile. So people think, like, wow.
Yeah, you
smile.
See this piercing look he's got on his face right now? He could literally do bad math, and I'd still be like, that guy's got something going on up there.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm very smart in any way, but people, for some reason, I don't know why they think... It's like with Woody Allen, and I'm not comparing myself to Woody Allen at all, but no, in any way.
You but better
I read
not.
I read an interview with Woody Allen where he was like... And Woody Allen's a filmmaker, if people don't know. He's really, really... He's like a legend. He's had a lot of bad press because he had a lot of allegations, sexual shit, which
he
would kind
to,
of...
He liked to get off.
He liked to get off, and it was weird, whatever. I still watch his movies, whatever. But I was watching this interview with Woody Allen, and he was just like... The interview was like, so you're like this intellectual guy, right? Because you write this stuff that's like so deep and so philosophical. And he's like, no, I just watch football.
No, I don't think I'm intellectual. I love football.
Yeah, I like football. I'm the guy. He's like, I'm the guy that watches football and drinks beer and plays saxophone sometimes.
No, he's not, though. He can't be.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. He's like, that's totally, and I bought it. I was like, because it just sounded so genuine. And I don't know. Like, you don't have to. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying now. But it's, I guess, that comparison. What Jesse said about me. That's how I feel too.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. You know? There's a quote which I might be fake. I heard it in a movie. Michelangelo states that no one would call me a genius if they saw how hard I worked. That's kind of like you work very hard on your tweets.
True.
I'm kidding, but
I mean, I like to write. Writing's my favorite thing to do.
Right.
So that's why I like tweet a lot and stuff. But I, you know, when I do things, I put a lot of hard work into it. Yeah,
right.
I do. Like with everything. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say that. I hate the new thing now is that everybody, and we've talked about this before, where everybody's like, yeah, I don't fucking care about my work.
Yeah, when
like,
I said,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like my best work is when I don't care.
Yeah.
Just let the art out.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen ever.
I was making a joke about you not working on your tweets because I was picturing someone working harder on their tweets as in like writing it and then like
like crumpling it up, throwing it away.
With a feather pen, just writing it down with a feather pen.
In calligraphy.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. You should do that.
They should.
Significant other from the distance.
Shut up! I'm working on a tweet, you ignorant bitch! Boy, that'd be a good job. Twitter writing for a company? I was just trying to transition.
Twittering? You know, that's a job that...
A lot of people have that job.
Yeah, that's a huge job for a lot of people.
I just got a brand deal for tweets. And so that was cool.
Did you?
I tricked them. Yeah.
What'd you say?
They saw how many followers I had. I was like, aha, wait till you see my low engagement.
And you can always, what's beautiful about brand deals is you can always use the excuse, yeah, sorry, nobody likes brand deals.
Right, yeah.
Right. That's why it only had 20 likes.
Yeah.
You forced
and then they're
to...
like, well, actually, you usually only get 14, so you're better. We didn't see that.
People seem to really like you now that you're holding a Snapple. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. People dig that about you.
But Twitter's such a crazy world, though, too. Like,
yeah,
I'll see people tweet the literal dumbest shit.
Yeah,
with like 16,000 likes,
And
I'll like be walking down the street and I'll think of something. I'm like, holy fuck, that's hilarious! I'm gonna tweet that.
Yeah,
and I tweet it, and it's still trumped by somebody that was like, man, I farted on my shirt today.
Yeah, well, you have to take into account the people that go like, man, I farted on my shirt today, are probably like big vloggers. I'm not talking about our friends.
I did that to make say that.
No, I know.
Not the vlog thing that I farted on my shirt today. I just wanted that to come out of your mouth and it did.
Oh, okay.
We should do an experiment.
But yeah, no.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, not our friends, but like, I don't know, like Lohanthony or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I farted, and then kids are like, I like him, and that's it.
I wouldn't fart on my shirt.
There's enough kids that go, I like him, to make a stupid statement sound genius. Like, in terms of numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I...
Not sound genius, but like, look, like, important.
It's
Sorry.
Crazy, because I battle with this a lot.
Your weight.
Yeah. I can always call him Ryan and make fat jokes.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. But I like it because like it because you're not fat.
Yeah, no, but that's why.
Remember, we were making fun of Vincent Marcus hard for a week.
Dude,
straight.
Yeah, dude.
That was the best.
But it was funny because I think he got it.
Yeah,
he really got it.
He was like,
felt really bad.
Yeah, he lost 80 pounds. No, but he also was wearing sandals in our defense.
He wore sandals on a stage, a performance stage. So we had to shame him.
But back to Twitter, like,
yeah,
you're right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get that engagement because it's like, I don't care what they post, I like it.
You like them. It's like another avenue for you to like
and
them.
And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm like, do I want an audience that doesn't give a fuck or makes me work for it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want one that's going to be like, you could have done better, Jeff. I'll like your next one.
Like,
you know, like,
yeah, like what people that critique you in a way. Yeah. That's a good audience to have.
I kind of feel better in that avenue.
We should do an experiment. We should all tweet, I farted on my shirt today.
I don't do fart humor.
We'll see who
we'll pick
our numbers
do.
Oh, okay.
Brandon will win.
I came MJ. On my shirt today.
I came
Brandon
on my
will
today.
Win. Brandon, you get great Twitter engagement.
I do, but I mean, like, it's not.
It increased more since you've been kind of like kicking it with the VS?
The VS?
The Vlog Squad.
That is the funniest name for any organization VS? Ever. The Vlog Squad. Just for any organization.
It's
just rhymes.
It rhymes kind and of. It's well, to answer your question, I don't know. I have no clue. I've just started hanging out with Jason Moore, and then when I hang out with Jason Moore, he films. And I'm like, at a certain point, I was just like, because in the beginning, when
nothing new though.
What do you mean?
You hanging out with Jason.
That's what I'm saying. Like in the beginning when Jason was vlogging, I was actually like pretty like depressed in my life and I was like, I don't want cameras, man. And then
I remember that time.
Yeah. And then I was like, I just was like, dude, this is my good friend and this is what he does to make money and this is what he does. I'm not gonna let this stop me from hanging out with him. So I hung out with him and then I'm in his vlogs sometimes. And since I hang out with him, he lives with Toddy and Scotty, and then David's over there sometimes.
Right, yeah.
It's not like I like hanging out with them
Dude,
a lot.
Dude, you are so thirsty to be in the Vlog Squad, bro.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I hang out with them.
It's
mainly just to get close to Liza, guys.
Oh, of course.
That's all
any of us want.
Liza, if you're listening to this,
please hang out with us.
Please.
Please. I just want to get lunch.
You can bring David. I don't care.
Just let me take pictures of your feet. Oh, wait, that got weird.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa, guys. Jay, why'd you say that?
I did not say that. That was definitely me. I said it. Toes only.
Your point, I don't know why it happened. It might be because of that. I'm not sure.
No, you've been active on Twitter since Vine.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, me and Rye definitely, we were so active on Vine that we were like, fuck everything else. And now it's royally fucked us.
Yeah.
Because we were so loyal to a platform that was one day going to give us the finger.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting with that finger up our ass. And we're like, oh, fuck.
But God damn it, I am putting the goddamn work in. Is it paying off? Not yet.
You know what? My mother, you know, she's always going to love me no matter what. And you can tell you're really like in a bad place when your mom constantly is like, how are you? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a lot of Snapchats lately. And I was like, damn. Now mom knows that I'm a nobody out here again.
Yeah, dude.
And so, but she's, you know, she's.
But I feel like moms do that regardless of anything.
Do.
Will Smith's mom probably does that.
They did. Yeah. I mean, even at my highest peak on Vine,
yeah.
If I didn't post for a day, she'd be like, I'm worried.
Oh, shit. Really? Oh, well, where does your mom live? Back in.
Back in Tennessee.
Back in Tennessee.
That's not where we're from. That's just where she lives, okay? She retired there.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
I don't have a problem with Tennessee. I'm just, you know, I'm a New Orleans boy.
That's
through.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
New Orleans.
Well, I don't know much about New Orleans. I hear New Orleans is pretty creepy.
It's very spiritual.
Why?
It's spooky. Got a lot of ghosts and stuff.
Got a lot of ghosts. It's very haunted. A
lot of violence,
too. The house I grew up in was haunted as fuck.
With what kind of ghosts?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't go deep into, like, calling them ghosts.
But
spiritual
but what
beings.
It's just, like, an aura of something that's outer worldly. You know? I don't want to dive into one of those realms that puts me in somebody that believes in, like, ghosts and supernatural beings and all this other stuff. But I think the spirit of New Orleans is just a totally different thing. I think with, like, all the voodoo and all the shit, like, it's just a city that, you know, like, basically force-fucked, you know, voodoo and stuff until it just connected with whatever atmosphere that was just like, all right, New Orleans is a spooky place now.
Right, right.
So regardless of where you are in the city, you know, like creaking walls and fucking just like
it's cool.
Weird spiritual occurrences are just like, ah, New Orleans.
Yeah. You know? Just go there.
It's fucking, that's the way it is. Like,
yeah.
What's their saying? Hoorah? No, that's not hoorah. That's the military.
Who dat?
Who dat? Yeah.
Who dat, baby?
Who dat?
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Well, that's like kind of like a Saints thing. It's a football thing.
Who dat?
Oh, it's Saints?
The yeah, football? This is the football team.
Oh, get out of here.
But it's so New Orleans. It's Florida Lee, you know what I mean?
Nah, I say fuck New Orleans now.
But yeah, no, there was shit that happened when I was younger. Like, I no fucking shit. I watched a lamp slide across the desk and fall on the floor when
what?
I was younger.
For
and
real?
Yes. That's one of the most vivid memories I have.
How old were you?
Maybe 11.
That'd be funny. You were like, I was like three.
It was like 3 months, dude.
Wait.
Damn.
So
did you freak out?
Yeah, I freaked the fuck out. I ran into the next room and I was screaming. And I felt, this is one of the reasons why I remember it vividly. I was screaming at my mother, who was like holding my little sister. And she was so fucking panicked that she dropped her on her head. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, where are you, ghost? You did this.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I can remember that fuck. You remember, you remember those old lamps? It was like a green kind of.
A lava lamp, Jay.
I think I know what you mean.
A lava lamp.
You pulled it to turn it on.
I know what you mean.
But it was like a green cylinder cut in half on the top. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, it was one of those.
My stepdad was a judge, so we had like a desk and like we had like an office room, you know?
Yeah. Did you leave the house after that?
No, man. We stayed there for a while and more spooky shit started happening. Like fucking, you know, like I'd walk in and my little sister would be in like her crib just staring at a corner. And there was one time when like, this is going to sound crazy. When I start to talk about this shit, I'm like, yo, am I nuts? Because if somebody told me this, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot. I don't believe you. But like, there was this kind of fixture on the ceiling and it was like a light that it was a light. But then there was like a thing that, you know, like what is it that goes over a light bulb?
The cover.
The light cover or whatever.
Yeah. So we had that above her crib forever.
Mm.
I mean, it was directly above it. So one night I like heard a loud crash in her room and I got up from my room and I ran into her room. And her whole crib was moved to the other side of the room, and that fucking thing had fell.
Whoa.
As if this, whatever it was trying to protect her. And from then on, it seemed like everything that it did was to protect my little sister. It was scary as fuck.
That's not scary. That's nice.
Oh, it was nice, yeah.
What a nice ghost.
I mean, yeah, I was at some point, I was like, I'm not scared.
You guys were like, we got to get out of the house. And the ghost is like, what are you talking about? I'm helping you out so much. What do I have to do?
Exactly.
I gave you $100,000. That's from me.
That's from me. Support the child.
To support him. And I just want you guys to stay. Don't leave. Just a sad, lonely ghost. Don't leave. I'm doing everything I can.
And I was like, no, mama. We ain't spending none of that spooky money. Let's get out of here.
That money's spooky.
Yeah, man. I mean, and then you left after like a few years.
Well, I mean, yeah, years went by and I guess my parents were like, hey, we're going to fucking take you guys. In this cultural melting pot of New Orleans, we're going to let you marinate in it. We're going to get you so, you know, woke, as they say, to what life is, okay? We're going to make sure that, you know, you make a lot of friends here. You understand, you know, how loving and caring it is to just love all people and just be free. Mm. And we're going to take you at the prime of your life, and we're going to put you in bumfuck Ware's Valley, Tennessee, where nothing's happening, they're completely isolated, and the shit that you loved 4 years ago is just now cool. And I was just like, fuck! I'm in this small town, like literally this one of the smallest towns probably in Tennessee. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. But I get to the fucking school, and I'm like, what kind of culture shock fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was on a different planet.
How old were you?
It's like eighth grade.
Okay.
And so... I'm like, what the fuck? These people think in such a weird way. And so, like, I had, like, these pictures in my binder from my friends back home. You know, I had a range of Hispanic friends, black friends, white friends, you know. And so this kid comes up to me and, like, takes my binder and chucks it across the room and is, like, you know, using every derogatory term you can for what my friends were. He was like, get that shit out of here.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh my god, where am I?
Yeah.
You know, I came from a place where I was just like, I was the minority.
Yeah.
And now I go to this place where they're fucking like hate anything, you know, I mean, not everybody, and I don't want to take it to an extreme.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, the South has its different places.
Are racist. Like, and, you can just say it. They're completely racist. Well, and I mean, all
New
of
Orleans,
them are.
New Orleans is more Southern than Tennessee is.
Right.
Yeah.
So by that logic, they thought, you know, why is this kid that's even further down South than us hanging out with these kind of people?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, like,
I guess, yeah.
But at the same time, like, yeah, it was a big difference. Like, you know, my brother was already in high school, so he was like, cool, I tried this for 3 years. Now I'm going to graduate here where I can be the smartest guy in my fucking class. Nothing against the South. Once again, I feel like I'm just butchering the South. There's so many great things about it, but, you know.
I've never been, so I can't say any of the good things
about
it.
You've never been in the South.
I've only heard awful things from the South, so I can't. I've never been there. What? So when I do, I can be like, oh, yeah, there's the funnel cake's good or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
you know
I mean,
what I'm saying? Like,
just,
I've never
it's
been.
It's just miseducation.
Sure.
I don't want to say uneducation.
Uh-huh.
It's miseducation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good call. Good call.
You know what I mean?
I visited Nashville once. On a road trip with my ex-girlfriend, and we stayed at a shitty-ass motel.
Well, Nashville's different.
Yeah, right. It's more cultured. But I was, like, on the outskirts of Nashville.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy who's in the same hotel as me. He just started chatting with me. And he had a stereotypical, like, honky-tonk voice. Even, like, cracked. It was weird. And I was like, I'm not even sure where we are. I was like, is this a good area? He was like, whoa, you're in a bad part of town. Literally said it like voice track. Bad part of town.
Yeah, dude, it's full of cartoon
like,
characters.
Wait, people talk like that?
Holy and shit.
You're waiting for him to finish the joke. You're like,
that's a great impression.
Break character.
Yeah, exactly.
Please. Man, like, get him more. And it's a guy with a chainsaw comes out and starts chasing you down.
Nashville's great, though. I love Nashville.
I went back once since, and it was a lot better. I knew like where to go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I have been to the South. I went to Austin. Is that considered the South?
I've never been to Austin, but that's definitely the South.
It's vanilla South?
It's like
South is vanilla South.
It's the most woke part.
Yeah,
of
Texas. I think you know, a lot of the South is beginning to wake up because of Twitter
and become woke.
You know
are they waking up or are they getting angrier? That's
what I
was
definitely
wondering.
Getting angrier too.
Yeah,
but
that's
now,
part of the process.
But now we can just like, we can differentiate.
Yeah,
the angrier South, we can just call them people that voted for Trump. And you know the other people are just the people that didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I just put my foot in my mouth? I don't know.
No, you're fine.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. The South seems cool and everything, like very rural, and I feel like that's what's cool about it. Is that it's all like swamps and shit.
So no, yeah. Dallas. Well, see that's another thing. Like, in Louisiana, we were, like, Cajun and Creole, and there wasn't rednecks. It was, like, a different version of a redneck, you know? But then you go to, like, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and, like, there's the twang South, you know, like,
you're in a bad part of town.
You're in a bad part of town.
Yeah. And, yeah, so, you know. But, I mean, there's ignorance everywhere you go.
Not in this house.
Well, not in this very house right here.
Not on this podcast.
Ralph is a pretty big sexist.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Should we switch gears to the topic of shitty
jobs? Yeah, I love what we're doing, but maybe we should bring it in.
Sure. We can make it lighter with our experience with shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
All right, let's start the shitty
jobs. Well, the South is going to come back in
guys,
on that,
guys, let's get right to it. Is there a God? Is there not a God? Let's just get right into it.
Dude, stop reciting your tweets, bro.
Look, allegedly.
I don't even know. All right, let's
do it.
Let's do a theme song for our transition into a new topic.
Yeah.
Transition. Don't know what you're missing. You should probably pay attention. You should listen. It's transition into shitty jobs.
Yeah.
That
was my job to just say yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that was
pretty
good.
That sounded
good.
It had the chord changes of Sweet Home Alabama though, which was like what?
Turn it up. Guys, I think we're in the wrong profession. I think we should start a band.
All right.
What do you say?
Oh,
Jay and I have literally nothing to lose.
There's so much truth to that.
Just kidding.
Oh, God.
I'll get brand deals. They'll come.
Hey, you know what? My Facebook has been getting more brand deals than anything.
Really? How many followers do you have?
Like 500,000.
Damn.
My Facebook has been just like giving me these little deals here and there that just like pay the rent and shit.
Nice, dude. Did you work hard? Did you work hard to get 500K?
No.
You just post?
I posted some silly Snapchat filter garbage.
And it got a lot of shares.
It got a lot of shares.
Nice.
Unilad picked it up, and they were like, you know, Unilad's the UK, and they're like, look at this fucking American idiot.
Sweet.
And the rest of UK was like, oh, they're so stupid over there. It's funny. And so they followed me.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right, hey, that wasn't the transition we were planning on, so we got to do another song. That was the Facebook transition song.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go into the shitty jobs transition song. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Yeah. Isn't real pretty when your job is shitty. Now no. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
The top 10 shittiest jobs in America, according to the internet. I forget who the source is, but it was legit.
Okay.
Guys, you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Yep.
Number 10. Mail carrier. Mailman.
Yeah,
mail,
fuck that.
Mail person.
Why is there a silent E at the end of mail on that piece of paper?
Oh, because I typed it wrong.
Oh.
Malay. Garuta.
But the only reason
sounds
is,
way cooler.
Only reason for that is because it's a declining industry. And I think they make like 40K a year. Number 9. What do you guys think? This was a surprise. Firefighter.
That's a shitty job?
Only because they said highest injury rates across all occupations.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Well, I mean, that's shitty, but I mean...
The puss you get.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, you know, it's crazy because firefighter is just one of those jobs where it's like, you know, you wake up every day as a person, not as a firefighter.
Not as a squirrel.
And you're like, definitely not as a squirrel. And you're like, man, how do I contribute to the betterment of society? And if you're a firefighter, you don't have to fucking worry about that.
Right. You know, you're right? Fucking...
Or if you're in the service, you don't have to worry about that.
That'll come up later in the list.
Will it?
So, yeah, it sure does.
All right. Well, that's a good segue.
Number 10, mail carrier. 9, firefighter. 8th worst job in the country. Taxi driver.
Well, yeah, that's got to be shitty because Uber's here.
Yeah. That and also one driver said, we get a lot of disrespect, and then after a while, that wears on you. People treat you like crap, so you have to defend yourself. You end up putting up this wall.
Wait, are you sure it's taxi driver and not former Viner? All right.
People treat you like shit everywhere I go.
Yeah.
No, but that's a bummer. Just like people being rude.
Well, I mean, like, there's a whole movie about that.
Taxi driver?
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Wait, with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon?
Yes. Totally, yeah. Classic.
No, that was just Taxi.
That was a remake of Taxi, the fucking show from 1972.
So you heard it here, folks. Brandon Calvillo's favorite movie is Taxi with Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. It's not Taxi Driver. It's Taxi.
Number 7 worst job in the country, corrections officer. Obviously, you're dealing with inmates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, photojournalist. They just don't get paid a lot, and it's a declining industry.
That's like taking photos of like print? Obama for Time.
Yeah,
right?
And like, yeah, right. Exactly.
That's basically all it is.
Yep. So that was a cool one.
It's just like people can do that now.
Everyone's like anybody with an iPhone 6 and up.
Yeah.
There's a goddamn photographer. Yeah. Get out of here.
Next up, same industry kind of. Number 5, broadcaster. It's a dying industry, doesn't pay great. Around $29,000 a year.
That was my major.
Broadcasting?
Broadcast journalism.
Yeah, right? These are some of these are things I've considered doing.
Right.
Like, I like journalism. I'm glad I didn't focus on that.
Yeah, me too.
I just recently matched with a girl who is a broadcaster for like ABC or CBS LA.
I matched with one from KTLA.
Really?
Yes.
Tiffany?
No.
Who's yours?
Should we? I don't fucking remember her name. I can pull it up. Should we make it maybe like a double date? They could talk about their shit. We'll talk about our shit.
Sure, let's do it.
Cool. I'll set it up.
Number 4.
I'm glad I was here to witness that, guys.
Brandon, shut the fuck up.
You got it.
Go on, Ryan. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Jay. Thank you. The fourth.
Start crying.
The fourth shittiest job in the country, cook. Only because cooks who are cooks and are good at it, they love it.
My dad's.
That's what I read.
My dad's a chef and he fucking hates his life.
He does?
He loves to cook.
Right.
But he hates his life. He's always tired.
Because of stress?
Because of stress and you're just moving around all the time. And you're picking up food and putting it down and people complain about their food. Yeah, and it's just like.
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, it's just. And you end up eating a lot of food because you hate food so much. Because it's
you
part
just
of that's
get
like
rid of it.
Yeah, and so my dad's really fat, and so it like just sucks. Anyways, what's number 3?
Number
Shout
3.
Out to Brandon's dad.
I love my dad. He's a really good chef, and you should go get him on catering. I don't know what it is, so that was useless. Anyways, number 3.
The third most shittiest job. The third shit, whatever. Number three is enlisted military personnel.
Ah.
Because you die and stuff. They don't get paid a lot, average of 44K a year. But there's a lot of perks to it.
There is a lot of perks to it.
Like all the pussy you get.
All that yeah. strange puss in Guatemala.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because when I was in high school, there was a recruiter that would sit in the front lobby when you're walking in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, buddy, what are you thinking about doing next year after you graduate? And I'm just like, not fucking that.
Yeah.
yeah.
But one of the things my guy was saying is like, dude, you got endless pussy if you do this. And nice. I was just like, yeah, dude, I'm doing okay. I'm dating a cheerleader. Okay. Bye. She broke with me like a week later. That's you guys still hiring? I'm joking.
Yeah, they'll always. They
I just
always,
thought it was so weird that he pulled me in that way.
Yeah. Dude. He's like, dude, you clearly don't get any girls.
I was like, dude, you're a fat fuck like me. In high school, I was very much in shape. Oh. So he didn't say that.
Hey, man, you know what? Pussy runs the world.
That's right.
As they say.
Isn't that right, Ralph?
Speaking of which, number two, second worst job
oh,
in the
I
country.
Oh, I got that now, Jay. I just got that.
Second worst job in the country is being a pussy.
Is that true?
No. Number two.
I was about
is,
to say, my job's pretty. It's okay. It's
pretty,
not bad.
It's not terrible.
I'm terrible.
I'm a pussy and I feel all right.
I feel pretty sweet about myself.
Second worst job in the country, lumberjack. Danger, high risk, long hours, tiring.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah, climbing trees and cutting shit.
I used to build zip lines, okay?
Okay.
We used to have put these tree climbing gears on.
Yeah.
There were like spikes in our fucking feet. And once we'd get up there, we'd have to cut branches down and shit. And it sucked. It did.
Uh-huh.
It was very dangerous.
So.
But I think of a lumberjack and he's like on foot. You know, I couldn't avoid a lot of branches when I what I was doing.
They also climb. I think tree pruning is included in this lumberjack
okay.
stuff.
I thought it was just the guy in the fucking flannel at the bottom like, oh shit, a tree's falling. Guess I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We lost Horace today.
They get to yell timber.
It's like Horace died from a tree fall. Yeah. You just hear a tree fall, just like, yep, that's Jim. He's dead now.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, is it still the woods?
What's I mean, I guess if you don't want to tell anybody or you know.
Number one shittiest job. Being Brandon's parents. Burn!
Brandon.
Why fuck you, dude.
Why do you cut so deep?
Man, we're kind of like
because I want to see what's inside.
We're kind of anti-Brandon on this podcast. I'm sorry.
We're just anti each other. It makes us feel so good to tear somebody else down. That's just the way we are.
That's from Ralph, I hope.
I just touched Brandon's head. Like a huge handful of hair just came out. I'm kidding. Nothing came out.
Brandon, I love how your hair just says.
I don't respect myself.
My hair says Pert goes in here 3 times out of the week. That's it.
That's what I was going to say.
And your sideburns say.
Just say stop looking like pubes.
Number one, shittiest job in the country. Newspaper reporter. They get paid 40K on average, and it's a dying industry.
Those are the guys like, hey, come down here. Oh, no, that's the newspaper.
What the fuck
salesman.
Was that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a newspaper boy like, extra,
hey,
extra,
extra.
Extra.
A newsy. Number one,
newsy.
Worst job, newsy.
Feminism is on the prowl. Get your issue today.
We're 45 minutes in. Let's talk about our shittiest jobs. Jay, you got anything cool?
The shittiest job that I've ever had that comes to mind was definitely working at Aeropostale.
Oh, yeah. Can
which I was
that.
Eventually fired from.
Why?
Because I was like,
sexually harassing your clients.
No, don't put that out there. Come on, man. I don't need that. But no, I was 15, and I got really sick when I was 15 for reasons that I just probably shouldn't talk about. But I was so sick that I was taking a lot of medication. To kind of substitute a medication that I was taking before.
Uh-huh.
But this new medication made me so sick. And it just made me really loopy and stupid.
Yeah.
And I was in Aeropostale and I was like in the back restocking and I was like, I'm going to take this button up, put it in my pocket.
Yeah, pocket, whoa.
And I'm going to fucking walk out to my truck, throw it in there and fucking... I'll be good. And I was so loopy and out of it that I can only imagine that the fucking shirt was just outside of my pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Barely tucked in it.
Yeah.
And my manager at the time was just like, is he fucking serious?
Yeah.
As I walked out. Yeah. I came back in, and she was just waiting there. And she goes, Jeff, what's with you taking that shirt? And I was like, what? Oh, that shirt. Yeah, I was going to. Fuck. And she was like, you're fired. But I hated that job because Air Apostles, like, their aesthetic at the time that I worked for them was like, we want to be different from any other retail store. We want customers to walk in and go, what the fuck? There was no folding. It was just throw some shit on that table, throw some shit on this table, you know. But at the end of the day, they were like, well, we got to kind of make it semi-organized. So at the end of the day, I had to take everybody's fucking bullshit and try to fold somewhat this, that, and the other thing. And I hate folding clothes.
Yeah.
Like anyone else. And then when I worked for Nike, they had like this little thing you'd put the shirt on, you'd fucking, plastic, it moves. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant.
Mm.
But yeah, retail is garbage.
Yeah, I could never do it. I go insane just shopping, being in those stores, the music. I can't do it.
Have you ever had a retail job?
No, never have.
What was yours? Your worst job?
Oh, I've got a bunch. I did a lot of landscaping, which wasn't a terrible job, which is like backbreaking. And I did miserable projects. Like, hey, Raya, you're the youngest one here. You're in high school. You don't know how to do anything. Go fucking cut down on this field of thorns for 8 hours.
Why?
Better you than me, right?
Cut it down, haul it to the truck, repeat. I'm like, all right. I get all bloody. Yeah. But like my bod was 10 out of 10.
Dude. Yeah. I feel you on that, dude.
Well, I'm not that person anymore. But.
No, it's about a 6.5.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like.
That's generous.
Like I'm like a 7.
If I could wake up at a 6.5, I might fuck around and go to a bar.
I think if I could get myself into shape, I'll become like an 8. Probably. Yeah. I'm a good looking guy. Yeah, I got some neck fat. Sure. Do I have tits? Yeah, but.
Dude, if I lost where I'm at right now, if I lost 20 to 25 pounds. I'd give myself a solid 8.5.
Oh, all right. That's a little much, but.
No, I'm confident. The only thing that makes me ugly right now is extra weight.
Yeah.
Same here, dude.
Yeah, it makes you fucking gross.
I know.
Jeff, you're fucking, get out of here.
I gain weight.
Just get out of here. I can't even look at you. The whole time I've been looking at the ground.
You didn't even realize it until I said it. You're like, yeah, actually, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. You ugly fat fuck.
You ugly fat piece of shit.
Fat piece of shit. Vincent, if you're listening to this, you're fat.
Yeah, Vincent. Lose a couple LBs, bitch.
Vincent's not even on the podcast, and we still can't find a way to call him fat.
Well, this way we can tell him we talked about him, that way he'll share it. So.
Oh, yeah.
More listens.
Yeah. Hear us berate him.
He'll post an Instagram video. He's like, hey, guys, I'm on. Well, okay, not a funny joke. Brandon, you've never lived a life. What's your worst job? You haven't had any. Okay, bye.
Have you really never had a job?
No, I've had like 4.
Okay, well, because I mean, I thought about that in the shower before I came here. I think about you in the shower a lot. But I was like,
I thought of my bubble bath.
Well, Brandon got really famous on Vine when he was like 11 and a half.
Yeah.
So he was making money like.
It was about 8. It was actually about 8. But
so he never had to have a job.
No, all I did was I was playing with my Legos, and then one day I was like, what the boy?
Yeah, and then Jason Nash came in, knocked on your door, and was like, hey. You hot little fucker. You're hot on Vine. Let's go make some shit.
Yeah. And he took me into his van, and we made some vines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he never posted any of those, though, which is really
weird. No. Those are for his own use.
Oh.
Shout out to Jason Ness. Jason, we love you, buddy.
Yeah.
You guys are going to tell him, too. He might share it.
Yeah, hopefully he'll share this.
Worst job I ever had was, I was a sign flipper. I flipped. You know,
I
did that. That was my first ever job. I was about 14. And I wanted, the whole reason I did it was because I wanted to get an iPod Touch. Because when you're young, the iPhone just came out. It was $5,000. And then there was, then they came out with the iPod Touch, which was like $400.
Wait, are you just explaining the prequel to Baby Driver?
Yes. Basically, yeah. I'm gonna keep going. And then eventually I'm going to meet whatever the fuck her name was. Baby Doll, what was her name?
I thought it was a blind man.
Kevin Spacey.
Guy. Yeah. This is all leading up to me being with Kevin Spacey at 8 years old. Anyways.
Well, there's a lot of stories like that. So.
Oh, rats. I thought I was going to break some ground. Anyways, I wanted to get an iPod Touch, and I begged my stepmom, please, I need this. I didn't. I was like, I need this as a child. I have nothing else that I have. Please. And she was like, no, you have to work for things that you want. So you're going to get this job.
Bitch.
You're going to
wrong.
Do it. You're going to do it for how you're going to keep doing it until you get it. And I was like, whoa. I was like, fucking bitch. And then we went. I was like, what am I going to do, Laura? I'm fat and ugly. No one wants to look at me. And then she was like,
oh my God.
You're but a fat little kid?
I was huge as a child.
Yeah, he was no big and fat way. And gross.
I was big and fat and gross and
Isn't
sweaty.
That crazy? I was scrawny as fuck. And here I am, six of you now.
Sorry.
People are going to listen to this guy. I've never seen this J guy, but he sounds fucking morbidly obese.
John Goodman times five. Sitting down, eating Haagen-Dazs while you're...
John Goodman lost a lot of weight, you fucking asshole.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I've always been perfect.
But anyways, we were just driving, and we found a post office, and they had, like, we need sign flippers. So I got the job.
For a post office?
For a post office. It was so funny.
So you were a newsie. Get your mail over here.
Extra, extra. Yeah, go this way to get your... all your daily mail.
Extra.
That's how they talk out in, what is it, Southern California? Northern California?
Extra. Southern California.
Extra. Yeah, exactly. Extra. All
right. So anyways, I was sign flipping, and it was one of those ones with the arrow. But the thing was, is that, so the post office was on the opposite side of where I was, and my sign was pointing up the road, so it said post office that way. So because I was just flipping the sign where it told me to flip it, and so fucking people, even if they were like, oh my god, look, post office, let's go, they drove and drove and drove without ever fucking finding it. So like I felt like I was getting $400 to just mislead people. Like,
wait,
really?
So you got $400 like a week?
No, I got $400 in like a month. It was about a month.
Oh, damn. God. Ouch. Bless you. You poor little boy.
I had to do it for...
As a rich person, I can't...
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Disgusting.
Sure.
Disgusting. Oh, but that's... It's also crazy to think about just a signer for a post office.
I know. I didn't think they needed that. I thought people just went to post office to...
Because they have to.
They have to for mail. And like, yeah, it's like... Post office for the, I mean, like, it's like a sign flipper for a hospital.
Well, can you imagine a guy driving down the road? He's like, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about going to the post office today, but this cute little chubby fuck with the sign has got me thinking.
It's probably a lot of weirdos in vans that specifically went to the post office because of me.
He's like, who's the boy?
Who's the boy?
He just goes into the office. Who's the, get me the boy on the corner? Oh, man.
Yeah, but,
I have to pee.
But I, yeah, no, that was my worst job, and that was, when I was 14, so
wow,
yeah, and that was the thing. It was kind of cool. It was like it taught me that you need to like work for your money. And then I got on Vine, and then that never happened.
Yeah,
yeah. So
Vine taught you you don't have to really work for anything.
You know what? I'm in a weird position right now in my life where my job is social media, but I'm not making as much money as I once was. So now I'm like, what is my job? Instagram? YouTube? Should I do YouTube? I'm doing the podcast, but no one listens, dude.
Well, it's like, it is our job.
Tell that to every guest.
It is our job, and I feel like when Vine died, a group of us got promoted, and then, like, you and I got demoted. They were like, all right, you guys are going to fucking...
What do you mean?
I get that. No, you know I know what you're saying.
Because we're not making the money we used to.
Oh, right.
At all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And but then there's some people that are making fucking more money than any Viner ever made.
But it's not like layoffs. It's more like demoted.
Yeah, they were like, they weren't like, hey, you're done. Delete your accounts.
Yeah,
like,
well, they did. They got big on YouTube.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't, you know, I don't know. I'm not a YouTuber. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I post shit on YouTube, but I'm not a YouTuber.
Do you make any money from YouTube?
If I do, it's because my vines are shared in compilations.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because because if I do like one good, even if I do like a one good solid YouTube video that does like over 100K views. That's like, what, almost $100 in your pocket? Not even?
Damn. All right, YouTube, here I come.
Big things.
so it's very, like, there's no confidence instilled.
I was asking you earlier before we were recording, how are you making money right now?
I make money from just, like, selling my body on the street, mainly. No. I'm doing what I did when I was 14, just without a sign.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, can we have an honest answer? How do you make money?
I mean, I just, from YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Vine comps still, which right. is weird. Granted, I made a lot of vines, so that's probably yeah. why. And I guess it was the quantity that keeps them going. But
how much do you make?
So you want me to tell you how much I make a month? What the fuck are you like? How much?
I make like 700 to 900 a month from Vine compilations.
Vine compilations?
Yeah.
I don't want to say how much I'm about the same ballpark. I don't want
to
say how much I make, but like I make enough to live comfortably off. And that's just from that. And like I make short films on YouTube that don't make me money. They get like 80,000 right. views each one, which is great. Like I love that, but it's not going to make me money, you know? So like the way I'm making money now is I'm making money through that. And that just gives me like a cushion to write mm-hmm. and not like worry about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And is it, what? Jay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If I submitted my Instagram videos to Collab, they can throw that up on the internet,
there's a
right?
process for that.
Right.
There is. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it wouldn't hurt to kind of, because I know that there is like a video submission system to right. where they will put them in this, that, or the other thing.
All right, I got to start doing that.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out my shittiest job is my job right now. I'm just kidding.
That's a good closer.
No. I'm still lucky to be able to not have a real job.
It's pretty
but,
dope.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been like working hard to make sure I can keep doing that.
Yeah, you and me both.
You got a pretty nice How's cat, going? Though.
You work at Collab, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's my position with Collab is more of like a...
And Collab is a multi-channel YouTube network.
Yeah, it's more of like I started something and I can't give it up. It's not like a this pays the bills thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If it was, then I would be way more into it.
Gotcha. So it's not paying the bills?
No, I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, it's there's definitely an income there.
Cool.
But it's not something where I'd be like, you know, and I've even dropped down to like half time there. Because, you know, I don't want to waste anybody's time or money. But, you know, I go in and Team Internet is kind of like the focus. I would feel shitty if I was just like, because we started Team Internet and it got some, you know, some traction. And, you know, we make funny shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff on there that's probably not funny. But that's just us trying to hit the mark. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
totally.
Oh, this is what's doing good. Let's try this. And they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you failed at it. Fuck off.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Brendan, Danny, you know, those are my guys. So I don't want to be like, hey, guys, figure it out. Peace.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the structure. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If I didn't have that, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday would just be exactly like Tuesday and Thursday, which is just me going, what the fuck am I going to do today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
right.
So
I get that.
You know, that's important.
I spend my days trying to make funny videos, editing, working on this podcast, stand up. Brandon, can I have $300,000?
I'm gonna take off.
Just like a quick little off. Cushion.
All right, where are you going?
All right, but we should end this because I have to pee.
Yeah,
and we're an hour in.
Yeah.
Hell's yeah.
Dude,
hell yeah.
How do we feel about this, guys? Let's be honest. Do you think this was a good episode?
This is good. There's a lot of shit in this episode.
So when you ask the opinion on the thing that we just recorded as it's done, you're like, so guys, what do you think? Should we post it? I don't know.
I'm going to delete it right now. No, I think it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's probably going to come back to haunt me in future relationships and futures when I'm like applying for a job, inevitably. But yeah, post it.
All right, that has been I'm Sorry Dad with Jay Sire.